This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, again, controlled opposition is now telling you, namely through the mouth of treasonous and traitor to America as we know it, Joe Biden. He says we have a process in place to manage migrants as complete chaos unfolds at the border and beyond. Now, I'm just kind of curious. Is illegally coming into America, is that against the law? Okay, now keep in mind the same narrative that's running along these corrupt politicians and the mainstream media, as they ally themselves pushing forth the same narrative. Isn't it interesting how they've renamed them undocumented rather than illegals? Folks, when you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. If you remove the law, there is no transgression. That's what these criminals are doing. And it shows you who they're working for in the spiritual world, the lawless one, the great deluder, right? And again, if you want to see what Jesus said about people such as the ones that I'm highlighting even now, go to John 8:44, folks. It's happening right now. I want you to listen to this carefully. Again, this is what the American people are tolerating through this criminal and treasonous Joe Biden as he continuously commits more treason. Your country right now is being infiltrated by illegals. And I would beg the question to all those that support Donald Trump, what did all of a sudden those walls disappear that Donald Trump erected during his criminal incumbency? No, they were never built. As I said, and as I continue to reiterate the point, he never did build the walls. Are you forgetting about that? You know what, folks? Here's the deal. People in power, those that have been tolerated, I always say the powers that are tolerated by the American people. These people rejoice in the fact that you don't think. These people rejoice in the fact that, folks, you take them for face value. These people in power are so happy that the people in this country don't think, that they are rejoicing on a daily basis as they continuously, at will, destroy your country. Illegals are bleeding into this country at will. I want you to listen to Traitor Joe Biden here really quick. By the way, if you want a reference, go to Article 3, Section 3. If you want to go to Scripture, that's the Constitution. If you want to go to Scripture, go to Luke 22:48 as well. Check this out.
We have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
It sounds like he's got a plugged nose there. This must be the other Joe Biden. Have you seen the video, friends, of the different Joe Bidens that they're using now? And this is nothing new under the sun either. I'm humored when people say stuff like, oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy that you believe them. Political decoys have been used since the beginning of time, folks, and we all know this. Go to Wiki. If you don't want to believe a guy like me, go to Wikipedia. They'll tell you. They'll tell on their own, friends, that political decoys are nothing new under the sun. And it's exactly what's happening here. Now, here, what I want to say is, as Biden is saying, we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border, it sounds to me that what he's doing is, in fact, along with the governors like that of Texas and like that of Florida, that are taking these illegals and dispersing them into the United States of America. Here, I want to say this, folks. As Florida and Texas are taking the illegals and then they're putting them on planes and sending them to New York and to Washington, D.C., can I ask you a question? I want you to think with me. Is Washington, D.C., is that of New York City, is that a part of the United States of America? So is Governor DeSantis and Abbott, are they doing their job over in Texas? Are they doing their job by importing them rather than deporting them? Absolutely not. They're bringing the illegals into America. As I was just saying, Joe Biden is working hand in glove with the mayors that we called out and uncovered, Luke 12:2, years ago concerning how they were alluring illegals into the United States of America. They had been pre-planning this for decades, friends. And again, if you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, talks of judgment. So when you're seeing this sort of stuff happening, it is the direct hand of God judging a nation, again, that refuses to obey him. Now, I want to take it a step further, friends, because we know that the mayors throughout the United States have been alluring them in. And I want to remind you, they have been alluring them in on your tax dollars. They're stealing your tax dollars and alluring illegals into America. By the way, the system of welfare within itself is completely illegal. It's not constitutional. When they're talking about welfare, they're talking about for the good of the people, defined in Webster's 1828. Not to take from those that work and to give to those that don't work. Folks, no, that's not what it's supposed to be like in this country. That's called theft. And this is what your politicians have been doing in alluring these illegals into the United States. Again, let me remind you, for decades. Now, what is happening, friends, is Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed. You know that Border Patrol has been under attack by administration after administration, regardless of who's been there, because the agenda is going forward. They're all appointed. They're all controlled opposition. They're doing what they're told, and we can see no matter what they say, folks, it's still getting worse, isn't it? Which shows you God is in control regardless of the good or the bad as to what they say or mean to will and willing to do, either good or bad. But Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed with illegal immigrants and has had to release thousands onto the streets of El Paso. Folks, so what they're doing here is they're literally endangering the lives of the American people. That's what's happening. This little charade that's going on, don't think for one moment there's any difference between that of Joe Biden and Greg Abbott in Texas, or there's no difference between that of Ron DeSantis and Joe Biden. No, folks, they're illegally bringing them in regardless of what they say they stand for. Okay? Joe Biden says, you know what, we want them here. So you have Abbott and you have DeSantis saying, okay, well, we're going to take them and then we're going to send them to you. And somehow or another, DeSantis and Abbott supporters think that this is funny. Hey, folks, don't you understand that this is all being done under false pretenses? They're pushing forth the same agenda, aren't they? Joe Biden says he wants them, so what is Abbott and DeSantis doing? They're delivering them to him. And again, somehow or another, the supporters of DeSantis and Abbott think that this is funny. It's not funny at all. What they're doing is illegal, and they're all pushing forth the same agenda by bringing them into America in the first place. So let me ask you the question, what's the difference? If you want to tell us all, please do. We're broadcasting into 157 cities. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Join us on that live feed. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to jump online, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Get enough comments from people online, emails, phone calls. Let everybody hear what you have to say. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So, Americans, you're being invaded. They've been bleeding into this country far too long. Why are they coming into America? Because your said representative limited government is alluring them in on your tax dollars. I know. I just, Bradley, why do you got to lay the responsibility on us and not on them? Because they're not acting accordingly. That's why. And that's why I always make reference as I peruse the U.S. Constitution and saying, listen, they, as long as they go out, unaccountable as they are, creating laws and policies, as they call them, which undermine our Constitution, might I add, out of thin air, they destroy your country, showing you that they're not working for you, but special interest groups. As long as they're going to act like that, then we must take responsibility. And the only way that we're going to take responsibility is by my pointing my finger at the responsible party, rather than circumventing the responsible party, waiting for my next favorite politician that's delivered up by the same powers that are tolerated to promise me what he's not going to do when he gets into office. Because this is the cycle of stupidity amongst the American people, namely the Christian patriot and or conservatives. Walking in contrast stark contrast to the very definition of what a Christian is supposed to be and what a conservative is supposed to be and or what a patriot is supposed to be. You know what the definition of patriot is, friends? Webster's 1828, to uphold dying laws, not to allow corruption to walk over the top of them. My goodness, folks, again, let me remind you, hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died giving you the freedoms that you have at their sacrifice. Now it's your turn to do something about what's going on. And what are you doing? You're allowing them to do it because you have been desensitized to believe that it's for them to do. Folks, let me ask you, how many times a day have you heard over the last, well, let's say that you've been a part of having a voice or having a part in bringing about the answers concerning what's going on in this country politically, which is the science of government, by the way, which is established by our Creator, by the way, 1825 of Exodus. Read that scripture when you get a moment. How long have you heard the good guys do nothing but tell you what the bad guys are doing and getting away with concerning the agenda that they're putting forward? How long have you sat back and listened to the good guys do nothing but tell you what the bad guys are doing, and somehow or another the good guys think it's their job to do nothing but magnify the crimes of those that they fail to deal with? How long have you been hearing it? For decades. For decades. You see, folks, this is, you see, we're not here for entertainment value. We're not here raising a gazillion dollars so we can court more controversy around the ministry. Nope. We're giving you a message straight from the Word of God telling you that you're the responsible party, and this is happening because the responsible party refuses to take responsibility. Therefore, judgment follows. That's why we're in trouble. That's why we're in trouble. Not to listen to some fat man on the screen talking like some guy that lost his voice 20 years ago, acting like an ape on screen, entertaining you, making millions of dollars, bolstering misinformation on a 24/7 basis. That's what people love in this country. They love to be entertained. Well, let me tell you, while you love your entertainment, you are being invaded in a big way. It's a good thing for people in power that you don't think. It's a good thing for people in power that are tolerated by the American people that you don't hold them accountable. And it's exactly what's happening, and it's exactly why it's happening. Biden just said, the criminal in the people's White House that's there by voter fraud, and you know he's there by voter fraud, says we have a process in place to manage migrants. They're not here legally. They're here illegally. And again, let me go back to the first segment and ask all of you Trump worshipers, where's that wall that was supposed to be built under Donald Trump for $25 billion that, by the way, started out at $5 billion? And after every interview that he did, it kept aggrandizing to a greater number. Where's the wall? Oh, did it disappear because Donald's not there anymore? Oh, my goodness, I'm embarrassed for you people. I truly am. I'm truly embarrassed for you people. The wall's not there because Trump's not there. That's what his worshipers believe, Acts 12:22. It's exactly what they believe. Because Donald's not there, that's why they're coming in, because that wall that he allegedly built, it doesn't exist anymore because he's not there to tell them that the wall is being built. It's called deception, folks. And this all coming from another politician that was sold to you as one that wasn't a part of the political game. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So they listen to the voice of Joe Biden. We have a process in place to manage migrants. Oh, okay. So they're coming in regardless of what the law says. That's what Biden's saying. Do you not understand? That's what DeSantis is saying. As a matter of fact, we'll fly him in, says DeSantis. We'll fly him in, says Abbott. And all of their supporters will sit back and think the joke is on Joe Biden. No, the joke's on you, because New York and D.C. is within the walls and the borders of the United States of America, dummies. Do you understand? They have the same jersey on. Don't you see that? Don't you understand how this works? Well, the Border Patrol right now is saying that migrants are overwhelming the borders. And I want you to see this every step of the way so you can understand that it is happening. Okay? Here we go.
This week has been a very different story, however. Border Patrol saying that they've been completely overwhelmed in the city, and as a result, they've had to release over 1,000 migrants onto the streets. Many of these migrants are coming from Venezuela, and as you can see, I've been living in tents underneath overpasses on the streets of El Paso itself.
Wow, the streets of El Paso itself. I thought, I'm sorry, folks, weren't we told for 18 years that we're supposed to watch out for all these people? Well, isn't it interesting when we go through the TSA, we get illegally frisked, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They illegally go through all of your stuff. They even put you through a dangerous scanner, which, by the way, guess who invested into all of that? George Soros. This all took place after September 11th, and all of a sudden you became the potential terrorist, but the borders are wide open, and you better not dare ask them any questions when they come in illegally. But everything that you do in every step of the way to get on an airplane, you are vetted and you are held as a suspicious domestic terrorist. And then we just hear from the Gestapo, Alejandro, and I'm talking about the secretary of the DHS, who's now saying that the foreigners have taken a back seat to domestic terrorists. So if anybody's making reference to that word or the Constitution, they're the problem we're going to have. That's right. That's exactly what they're saying to you. Folks, don't you realize what they're doing is fortifying themselves against you? Do you not realize what's going on here? And I've said this 1,000 times. If they had the support that they wanted you to believe, voter fraud, if they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, then why do they need all of these illegals coming into the United States of America? Folks, dispersing illegals under the guise of attacking Joe Biden is endangering the American people. It's endangering the American people. I'm going to keep showing you news reports across the country just over the last 24 hours. Now we're receiving information that two buses of 101 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, arrive outside of Harris House in D.C. That's supposed to be funny. This was done by Greg Abbott, of course. And again, his supporters don't realize that her house is in the United States of America. Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, it's their job not to import them. It's their job to legally magnify the law against their crime and deport them. But again, their supporters are too ignorant to understand that the joke is on them at the end of the day. You Americans are being dispossessed through your own ignorance, Hosea 4:6. So what I'm going to do on the other side of this break, I'm going to show you more newsreels as to what is in fact taking place while most people are being entertained by the likes of Ron DeSantis, by the way, who's getting all the attention by the mainstream media that he needs to run as the next president of the United States of America. And I told you that 2 years ago, and here we are. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. By the way, if you want a book, now is the time to do it. We got dates rolling in right now over the next 3 months. Be right back.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
King Charles and Prince William greeted the masses that have stood in line for hours to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's state funeral is set to take place on Monday. President Biden is expected to be in attendance. The Justice Department is appealing an order that bars it from using documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate as expected. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on a court order telling the school to do so. And in Puerto Rico, they're under a hurricane warning as Fiona, which is currently a tropical storm, is heading towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you're on social media platforms, you're seeing right now sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. DeSantis sends message to Biden after sending about 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. This is how you keep the seats filled. Is everybody with me on that? Because the way that you fill the seats is you keep promoting the fight. And this is what they've done since I can remember, even being just a little itty-bitty-bitty baby boy. They're always dividing through the unconstitutional party systems. They're always warring one against another, but somehow or another, the good guy continuously sets himself up to fail. That's called controlled opposition. That's called WWE at its very worst, pro wrestling. Because the American people, again, have failed to understand. You do understand, Americans, that pro wrestling is fake, right? I do a whole show on this. We call it the circus of politics. Pro wrestlers that are set one against another, that's how they fill the seats. Behind closed doors, many of those arch enemies one towards another that they're sold you as enemies are best of friends behind closed doors because they have to rehearse and then they bond. Matter of fact, in many cases, friends, even those that have been set up as the arch enemies in pro wrestling have been best men for their best friends' weddings. But they sell them to you is that they're at war with each other. Wait a second. I just showed you Ron DeSantis, the guy that they're teeing up to run for the presidency. As I told you 2 years ago, this is exactly what they're going to do. Why did I know that? Because the mainstream media, controlled by the CIA, is giving Ronnie all the attention that he needs to become the president. And to prove the point, the same thing is going on in pro wrestling. It's happening in politics as well. We've shown you pictures of presidents that have been set one against another. Right? Divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. You pick the guy. Not knowing that there's 1,100 other presidential candidates to choose from. No, the only ones that you get to hear from are the ones that they set in front of your face. Who did that? The mainstream media did. Do you see how you're being played, Americans? Going back to this, is Ron DeSantis, look at this headline. The Epoch Times reports DeSantis sends message to Biden. He's not sending a message to Biden. The only message that he's sending to Biden is, listen, we're getting him in one way or another. Because Ron DeSantis is not deporting them, he's importing them. That's exactly what Joe Biden wanted. And the powers that are tolerated. Because this is how you destroy a country. Hey, folks, back in the 50s, you know what Truman did? There was something called Operation Wetback concerning the illegals in the United States. He had them all rounded up and deported, every single one of them. It was called Operation Wetback. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. We didn't have a problem when the laws were enforced. It's when the laws are lowered, Romans 4:15, and you have a bunch of cronies doing the will of special interest groups and the powers that put them into play, right, that are doing their biddings. This is how they're destroying your country, and Ron DeSantis is one of them. He's absolutely one of them. So is Kristi Noem. So is Greg Abbott. There is nobody that is lawfully warring against him. And might I remind you, not one representative in your government, all the while knowing what Joe Biden is and who Joe Biden is, has drawn up the articles of impeachment. Not one. That's how corrupt you are. Is your wound incurable like it talks about in the book of Jeremiah? I believe in many cases, yeah. Yeah. I see emails from people all day long. Bradley, no matter how many times you tell people they're not going to listen, it doesn't matter if you listen. I'm doing my job. I'm going to keep blowing that trumpet, Ezekiel 33. I don't care if people like it or they reject it. I'm obeying my Father. Okay? And if you're disobeying that message that he gives, you're disobeying him. You're rejecting his mercy under your own condemnation. I can't help you at that point. Only he can. Okay, but is Ron DeSantis really warring against Joe Biden by flying them in to Martha's Vineyard? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's helping Joe Biden. And again, these are the conservatives of the day, and they're getting a kick out of it, and they think it's a big joke that Ronnie's taking those people and Greg Abbott's taking those people and flying them to D.C. and to New York. It's not funny. They're endangering you, Americans. And what's sick about it is the very ones that are being praised as the good guys are the ones that are reinforcing the message of the bad guys. I just got this, when was this? 10:07 a.m. Friends, are you on Biden's new list of extremists? They all do this. This is from Ron DeSantis. He fought the COVID lockdowns. No, he didn't. He fought the mask requirements and vaccine mandates. No, he didn't. SB 600, friends. See, this is what you have to do with these people. You have to pull the curtain back on these people to understand they're selling themselves because guess what? They want your money. 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 And they're making millions of dollars off of the American people in their stupidities. Hey, folks, these are the guys like Ron DeSantis that are flying the illegals into America. They're not deporting them. I could just stop right there and keep saying that over and over again until the end of the show. They're not deporting them. They're not enforcing the law that they swore that they would uphold. No, they're violating that. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Read Deuteronomy 23, 23. And they are to be held accountable for the oath that they swore. But as long as they go unaccountable by the American people, they're going to keep entertaining you out of your freedoms. Ron says, fought for parents who want their children educated, not indoctrinated. How many of those sodomites have you actually incarcerated? How many of those drag queens have you incarcerated? Nope. The game goes on. The show goes on, friends. None of that. No law enforcement, and yet that's his job. Okay? Article 2, Section 3. He said he fought for election integrity and banned Zuckerbucks. He said he continued to fight for the people and against fake news and big government elites who try to keep us down. Wait a second. It's what he calls the fake news and the big government elites that have put him in the place that he is in today. Okay, and then what does he do down here? He scares you a little bit, and then he asks for your money. Donald Trump does the exact same thing. He's modeling himself after Donald Trump. You know, it's funny, most people haven't figured this out, but Donald Trump is the guy that said he wasn't going to take any money as the president of the United States of America. No, because he already knew that he already had the support of the blind sheep that were ending up in the ditch. And interestingly enough, they weren't paying attention to the fact that every time Donald did a fundraiser, he was raising hundreds of millions of dollars every quarter. Why would he need $400,000 in the light of that? But again, we don't think, do we? Nope, we don't think. Here. This is the conservatives of the day, and I'll read it to you if you can't see this on social media platforms. It's a picture of Ron DeSantis. And it's got a picture of him drinking some wine with this big smile on his face. And it says, fix the border or we'll bring the border to you. How much sense does that make? That is the definition of conjecture, friends. It conflicts. You're going to fix the border to keep the illegals out? Or what we'll do is we'll take the illegals and then send them to you? Whoa! And the conservatives think that that's sweet, that's cool. They're not thinking again. Yes! Oh, how the powers that are tolerated love you. Absolutely love you, people, because you're not thinking. Let me show you some of these buses that are bringing the illegals in so you can see for yourself on social media platforms. And of course, they're here illegally, and no one's there to arrest them and to deport them. They're just being dropped off, right? I mean, at the expense of another human being, which isn't fair to them neither. But then again, they shouldn't be here illegally. But that's what they're doing, is they're going across the borders because they know that the borders are wide open. Folks, let me say this. The joke is on you. And until you deal with the corruptions of a DeSantis and an Abbott and a Joe Biden, this is going to, and all those mayors that are alluring them into your country, endangering you and your families, this is going to continue on. It's going to continue on. So, I want to bring you over to where a young man who came over into the United States of America illegally. And I want you to hear what he has to say, because he tells you that the border is wide open. He said, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in free. No problem. We came illegally, said this young man. Again, can you make this up? I really don't think you can make it up. Here, I want you to hear for yourself as to what this young kid has to say. Here we go.
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open, not closed.
Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open.
Everybody believes
open
the borders are open.
We come in.
Free.
No problem.
No problem.
But it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally. That's true.
And you came illegally.
Yeah, we came illegally, not legal.
Yeah, did you hear him? Oh, we came illegally, not legally. Can somebody help me? I got all you friends on social media platforms. What are your thoughts about this? We're not talking about illegals flooding into a third world country. We're talking about them illegally, calling themselves illegals, coming into America, and they say for free. and the borders are open, he said, and everybody knows that the borders are open. Hey, folks, and then what is DeSantis and Abbott doing? They're dispersing them within, importing them, not deporting them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you why nobody has any respect for what they call the conservative movements or the Republicans of the day, right? And I can define it and coin it for you real quick. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law, right? But if you look at the right here, you can see someone in total agreement with this post. It's a girl smiling up and down. Yes, that's right. And again, it's appended to the post of Ron DeSantis saying, "Fix the border, or we'll bring the border to you." This is how stupid people have become. It's not Ron DeSantis' job to import illegals into America. I thought that's what he was complaining about. That's called double talk. And again, let me remind you, he's not at war with Joe Biden. He's enforcing Joe Biden's message. That's why we call it in know it to be controlled opposition. This is the tactic of communists. This is how you take down a country. Hey, folks, if you don't want to hear the truth of the matter, I'll tell you what. You can go ahead and listen to a defector from the Russians, from Russia back in the 80s, who told us all of what they were going to do. First thing he said they would do is demoralize the people. He said that would take about 10 to 15 years. And he said then it will get to the point where they'll just drop the boot. And he said about the time the people wake up, the boot will come down. He said then it's too late. That's right. He's exactly right. Either we're going to be ruled by the word of God, friends, or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet. That's what our forefathers told us. And Americans choose the bayonet. The bayonet's already going door to door, Amos 6:33, as you can see. And it's not aimed at Donald Trump, by the way. If it was aimed at Donald Trump, he would have been thrown in jail a long time ago. Everybody's in jail but Donald. Donald's making millions of dollars. He just said the other day his poll numbers are higher than they've ever been before. Yep, that's right. Put him in the victim of the put him in the position of the victim. Then when you put him in the position of the victim, everybody thinks he's under attack, when in fact, he's not under attack. He's aggrandizing millions unto himself, as I said earlier. And what is he doing? He's betraying his followers. And they are his followers. Because they refuse to hear the word of God. They refuse to open their eyes to the truth. Jeremiah 5:21. Let's go to another migrant. And it's funny, isn't it interesting how the good guys, the ones that are sold to you as the good guys today, isn't it interesting how they're blaming Kamala Harris? Wait a second. Where's the articles of impeachment for Kamala Harris? Where's the articles of impeachment for that of Joe Biden? He's committed the act of treason. Now he's stealing money with the very country that he committed the act of treason with. Now he's stealing the money from taxpayers and stealing from their coffers and giving it to the Ukraine. They're Nazis. Okay? Sodomites. Oh, that's what a Nazi is. They were, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the SS, friends, they were all masculine sodomites. They were homosexuals. If you haven't read the pink swastika, do yourself a favor. Why? Because they'll do the biddings of their master, and it's exactly right. Let's go to this next one. This is a video of two migrants, illegals, migrant buses arriving outside of the Naval Observatory.
President Harris dice que frontera cerrado. La frontera es cerrado or abierto?
Abierto.
So what she's saying, Steve, I asked her, Vice President Harris says that the border is closed. She says it's open as we...
Of course it's open. Of course it's open. And folks, just rely and sit back and rely on Abbott and that of DeSantis. Because they'll just fly them over and disperse them throughout the United States of America. Totally contradicting their message every step of the way. But again, that's what politicians do. They tell you what you want to hear until they get there. Well, here, let's go back over to this whore in the natural and in the spiritual, Kamala Harris. By the way, when she came back from the presidential inauguration, did you know that a city of 7 million people in Los Angeles, you know how many people showed up welcoming her back? And the mainstream media reported this. I just piggybacked on it because I wanted to show you that she never had the support in the first place. Two people, 7 million people in that city, two people showed up. How many times did Biden show up on the presidential campaign trail where nobody showed up? But you believe 80 million people voted for him? Well, you deserve exactly what you get. Well, I don't believe it. Well, then why are you tolerating it? That's my question. Here's Kamala Harris for you, friends, when being confronted over this. And look at the smile on her face. She's not worried about anything. She's doing what she's told. And the American people are allowing this.
Vice President Harris, any comment on the migrants that were dropped off at the Naval Observatory?
How do you take these scoundrels, and scoundrels they are? It's not name-calling. It's true. I'm just looking at this because... These cities across the country that are receiving these illegals, they're already set up to receive them. Did you know that? So this is all pre-planned. I want you to listen to DeSantis really quick, who's endangering the lives of his constituents and the American people by importing them into America rather than deporting them. It's not his job to bring illegals into the United States of America, but that's, in fact, exactly what he's doing here. So I want you to see this one, too, so you can hear out of his own mouth. And then I want to do my best to get to the crimes of the illegals just to show you that this isn't a game.
Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
Okay, so he just told you that their virtue signaling is a fraud. He's basically saying, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of them illegals, and I'm going to put them on your front door now. How do you like it? But it's not going to be aimed at Joe Biden. It's not going to be aimed at the governor from New York or Washington, D.C., or the mayors. It's going to be aimed at the people that are going to have to deal with the crimes of the politicians, such as that of DeSantis. And it's exactly what's happening. He just told on himself. It's exactly what he did. He just told on himself. Can anybody think this through with me, or do we all understand that what's happening here, and I'm not trying to be demeaning, it's a very frustrating message to give. But for the American people to sit back and praise DeSantis or Abbott for importing illegals across the United States of America and think it's cute because they're bullying up on their political opposition, namely Joe Biden, are you not paying attention to the fact that they're pushing the same agenda? Because DeSantis, again, and Abbott, again, just got done bringing to other parts of the country that Biden wanted them to go to in the first place. And again, this isn't going to literally come to Biden's door unless the American people bring it to Biden's door. And I'm sure DeSantis, I'm sure there's enough people out there thinking about what's being said right now that they're going back to DeSantis and saying, what are you doing? It's not your job to put them in an airplane and then fly them to Joe Biden's Martha's Vineyard where he's at, or to Washington, D.C., or to New York. That's not your job. And he knows all the well it's not his job. And then he calls other people out as being, you can see that their virtue's a fraud. What about you? What's the genuineness? That's disingenuine. Let me just erase that. That's criminal, what DeSantis is doing. It's criminal. U.S. Code 8-1325. Look it up, friends. It's illegal what DeSantis and Abbott are doing. But again, as long as he's entertaining people, scaring people with his letters, talking about how he's making America great again, just like Donald Trump, and the opposite of what he promised is happening, yet they still keep supporting it. I can't help you. Check this out, folks. The crimes of the illegals.
The stories are crimes committed on American citizens by illegal immigrants who have no respect for America's laws or her people. Troy Payton was stabbed to death with a butcher knife by an illegal alien. Amiel Azameda, during a confrontation after Azameda has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas, even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azameda to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azameda also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado.
So then we had been deported. Here in America, for instance, we just put them up for three squares a day. And by the way, this audio video is available on Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble Feed 2. There's several hundred videos out there that address the issues, and we bring resolve to each and every one of them. But folks, going back to the illegals that come into America and commit crimes, of course, the mainstream media is silent on all of that. They're censoring all of that information because they want you to think that they're lovely people and they're happy. Listen. They're not. I don't care how they sell themselves. If they come in illegally, you're going to have a problem with them. If they come in legally, welcome to America. But don't come in any otherwise, folks. This is precipitating more created domestic warfare is what's happening here. And the innocent are going to pay the price. It needs to stop. Let's hold DeSantis accountable.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.